Paragraph 12 again does a few things. What I want to really draw out for you right now, though, is the direct instructions on how to draw wisdom, especially how to use the stories. Notice how we talk about being wise is simple. Just listen to the story about a wiser you. So, already we're alerting the unconscious that listening to the story will teach it something about wisdom. We're talking about to really listen. In other words, we're re-emphasizing it. Now, the final paragraph, the final sentence, rather, is the difference between what the story said and what it really meant. That's important because you're creating a frame again. We're teaching the unconscious mind how to respond to multiple layers of meaning. In case it's missed all the other subtext up to this point, we're alerting it to the fact that there is more to a communication than just the surface level of its meaning. So dig below the surface, look deeper, find out more of what's going on. And we're giving a very direct instruction because we're about to come on to the actual allegory, which is the fourth story in our particular sequence. Now, the fourth story is important because it is much more about the structure than the linguistic content. Whilst there are some nice examples of hypnotic language in the paragraphs 13 to 28 of the actual allegory, the story of the golden ram, the wiser you. The important thing about that is more the structure, the archetypes, the things the different figures represent, and the way they interact with each other. And in order to make sure that the unconscious mind pays attention to the structure, as well as the language that's been going on, we've got to make sure that we alert it to the fact that there is wisdom there, and that you have to look between the lines, not just at what is said, but at the meanings that those things have as well.